Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Yud Aleph. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Tani Chizkiya and Vilnius Daf. It's on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about a third of the way in. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Both their sheetis were quoted by Rabbi Vo. We're focusing just on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar's opinions. What's a Machlekes? When the pasuk tells us that something's aser to eat, does that mean that it's automatically also aser bana or no? So according to Rabbi Elazar, yes, it's aser bana. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, no. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. Tani Chizkiya Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiya teaches rest, which is right for Rabbi Yochanan. Mimash Shneimar, from the inference of the pasuk, it says chelu shor chesav eiz loisa chelu, don't eat the forbidden fats of a shor chesav or eiz. Laser davar nemar. So what's the reason why another pasuk says v'chelu v'nevela v'chelu treifa yasal chomalacha, that the chelu v'nevela and treifa are allowed to be used for any sort of work? And the answer is afil melachas gavaya, that the second pasuk is telling us that you're allowed to use chelu v'nevela and treifa even from melachas gavaya, meaning even from the base of mikdash with kadshim. In other words, the Bais is telling us that if not for the ribuy of kol melacha, we would think that only chelu of chulin is okay, but kadshim can't use chelu v'nevela because it's tamei. And therefore, the word kamalacha comes along to say the chelu and nevela and treifa are even allowed to be used for kachem. Now, bottom line is, we see from this limud like Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rabbi Elazar, that every time something is aser teed, it's also aser bana, then the pasuk is needed simply to tell us that chelu is mutar bana and can't be used for this drasha. Therefore, this brayse is right for Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we just ask a couple questions in Rabbi Yochanan. Mimash shenemar, from the inference of the pasuk, rak adam lesechelu, the blood's not allowed to be eaten, leza dover nemar al arsish b'chem kamayim. So, why is the pasuk then say you have to spill it on the floor like water? We brought this up originally asking Rabbi Elazar that blood should be aser bana because it says not to eat it, but we know it's mutar bana. So how do we reconcile it with this pasuk? That was the question of Rabbi Elazar. Now we're just asking Rabbi Yochanan, why do we need to have a follow-up of al arsa shpchenu kamayim? What's that teaching us? And the answer is, it's teaching us something totally different, nothing to do with isra chilur ana. It's that ma'amai machshir nafadam yei machshir, just like water is a machshir, so too dam is a machshir. We know the produce cannot be mekabel toma unless it's mukshir. It becomes susceptible to mekabel toma, and the only way that happens is by being touched by one of the seven halachic liquids. One of them is water, and the pasuk over here is teaching us that blood is also one of them, because it's a comparison between blood and water. Another question, Mimash Shenemar, from the inference of the pasuk that says, Lo yisaychul kol nevela, don't eat any nevela, le'ezudar nemar, le'ger shebishrechot nenev achala. Why does that pasuk then say that you can give it to the ger in your gates and he'll eat it? According to Rabbi Yochum, we know that it's mutar bana. Why does the pasuk have to tell us this? And the answer is, it's a totally different limud bala idiacha. It's going to tell you that ger toshev oichel benevelas, a ger toshev could eat nevelas. There's machlux across Gemara what ger toshev is referring to. Over here, it's talking about a non Jew who accepted upon himself that he's going to keep all the mitzvahs. He wasn't megayer, he just accepted upon himself he's going to keep mitzvahs. And the chiddush is that even though he's keeping all the mitzvahs, he's still allowed to eat nevela. Another question from Mashu Nemar, from inference of the pasuk that says ubasar b'sad the treifa leisa chelu, don't eat meat that was torn apart in the field by wild animals. So matam olayim lekev tashichin oisay. Why does the pasuk say you throw it to the dogs? Why shouldn't you be allowed to? And the answer is a different limud oisay at mashal chakelav ve'enat mashal chakelav chulin shenichtu ba'azara. It's telling us that only treifa is allowed to be thrown to a dog, but chulin that was accidentally shechted in the azara, which is pasul, you're not allowed to use it. That's not considered like treifa, and that's not allowed to be thrown to the dogs. And we continue discussing sheitzes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. We have the same brayso, which brings a raya for both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisim Sayel Rabbi Elazar. This first part of the brayso is like Rabbi Elazar. How so? The brayso quotes a pasuk, Lo yachal chametz. The chametz is not allowed to be eaten. What's this teaching us? Alasis is a machil ka'oichel. This puts a lav on a person who is machil chametz, just like somebody who eats chametz. You eat chametz, that's a lav. So too, if you feed chametz, you're machil chametz to somebody else, you're going to get that same lav. The brayso continues, Va'atar melas is a machil ka'oichel. You say it's coming to tell us that one who feeds chametz is over just as much as one who eats chametz. Maybe it's coming to teach us something different. Simply, the chametz is aser bana. And the answer is that no. When a different pasuk says, Lo yisoichal al chametz, don't eat chametz on it, halamanu, that teaches us, shu aser bana. The chametz is aser bana. So, ma tam lemer, lo yachal chametz, what's this first pasuk telling us of lo yachal chametz? Las is a machal ka'eichal. The one who feeds chametz is just like one who eats chametz. Divrei Rabbi Yoshe, that's Rabbi Yoshe's opinion. And this is just like Rabbi Elazar that we clearly see from the pasuk of Lo yisoichal al chametz, that not only is it aser b'chil, it's also aser bana. Therefore, we have the other pasuk of Loi Achel Chametz to teach us something else. The brayso continues though. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ein Tzarich." We don't need that limud because Ma Shratzim Kalim, just like Shratzim, which is more of a Kal Iser because one is not Chayv Karis for eating Shratzim. Also, Bahem is a Machel Ka'ichel. Right? By Shratzim, we know that if one feeds them to somebody else, it's the same thing as eating them. Well, Chametz a Chamer, Chametz, which is much more Chamer. If a person eats Chametz on Pesach, he is Chayv Karis. Ein Edin Shenaza by a Machel Ka'ichel. When we say for sure the one who feeds it is over just as much as he eats it, so therefore says Rabbi Yitzchak, Umatam Loimer Loi Achel Chametz. What's this pasuk telling us? It must be it's telling us that it's aser bana. And what do we learn from here? As a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, the begin to chsev, since it says loyachel, that it shall be not eaten, that tells us it's rana. Hami loy soichal, less shma mina klom. But if we just had the pasuk of loy soichal, that would not tell us anything. It's raya for Rabbi Yochanan that just because it says in the pasuk loy soichal, that doesn't mean it's aser bana. That's why we also have to have the pasuk of loyachel to tell us that that means it's aser bana.
Hanah.
We now continue on to explain the Mishnah. Let us think by Tanav Kiraim that once we're ready at this man beer chametz, we're not allowed to even put chametz in an oven and use it as fuel. Now the question is, Avar v'hisik, let's say he was Ivar and he used his chametz as fuel for the fire. What does he do now? So Yeva Kada, we bring forward from the following. This is talking about Arla. A Mishnah discusses, let's say a person used klipe Arla, peels from Arla fruits to fire up his oven. These are Asr Banah, he's not allowed to do that. What's the halacha? The Mishnah says, Im Chadash Yutat. If it's a brand new oven, he has to break it. Im Yashan Yutzan. If it's an old oven, he has to let it cool down. This is because a new oven is only considered fully ready once it's heated up the first time. And if Arla was used for it, this entire oven needs to be broken because it's like the oven was made with Yisurei Hanah. It's only if it's an old oven that you're just not allowed to use that heat, so you have to wait for it to cool down. And it's the same thing with this oven that was fired up with chametz. If it's a brand new oven, you gotta break it. If it's an old oven, just wait till it cools down so you don't benefit from the heat. And now we get into a long discussion regarding machlekes Rabbi Yehuda lechamim of how to destroy chametz. Tani we have a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ember chametz el b'sreifa. The only way to destroy chametz is by burning it. And where do we get this from? Then who? It's a kal v'chomer. Ma'im pigel v'noiser she'enu bal yira bal yimatzeh ena el b'sreifa. Just like by pigel and noiser, that there's no iser bal yira bal yimatzeh. If you have pigel and noiser, you're not over an iser. And the only way to get rid of them is by burning them. Well, chametz shuva bal yira bal yimatzeh. Chametz that does have an iser bal yira bal yimatzeh ena din shleihe el b'sreifa. When we say by kal v'chomer, then of course the only way to destroy it is by sreifa. From Rabbi Yehuda, the chum responds Rabbi Yehuda that no, kal din shatadon tchilas el hachmam sefer l'hakel ena din. Any kal v'chomer that at the beginning is a chumra, but at the end is going to turn out to be a kula, that's not a kal v'chomer. The whole idea of a kal v'chomer is that we see that this thing which is chumer could actually become more chumer. Not that we're saying that it's chumer, but at the end it's going to end up being a kula. And how is Rabbi Yehuda's kal v'chomer going to end up turning into a kula? Yudalam abez on top. Ha, imloinus manolei ur. Let's say he's not able to find any fire. He can't find firewood, can't find anything flammable, doesn't have a lighter, doesn't have anything. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yeshev loy v'loy yavir. It means he's going to sit and he's not going to destroy his chametz. But the problem is, Amar Tayyar, the Torah says, Tashbisu sa'ar mbatechem. This is the lav of Tashbisu. You have to destroy sa'ar from your house. And so we have a clear lav. You have to destroy your chametz. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the only way to destroy chametz is sreifa. That means we might have a kula that he's not going to end up destroying it because he doesn't have any fire. And that's obviously a big problem. And therefore, your kal v'chomer is not valid. Now, before we continue this discussion, Rabbi Yehuda and the chamim, with Rabbi Yehuda trying to bring other rayas for his shita and the chamim responding, we now have two more scenarios where we have the same exact conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and the chamim, with Rabbi Yehuda bringing kal v'chomer and the chamim saying, you can't do that because it will end up leading to a kula. So the next one is Kiyotze by similarly, Amar Yehuda says, the Pasuk tells us, Isha Kisa Zriya V'yelda Zachar, that when a woman gives birth and she has a baby boy, the Pasuk tells us she's tamei for 7 days. Ma Tamalemer, what's it teaching us? Lefi Shenemer V'tam Shevaz Yomim, by Yamashmina Yimel, since the Pasuk says she's tamei for 7 days, and on the 8th day, the baby boy gets his breast, Jemani, I hear from this, B'yotze Chai, Shu Metamis Ima Tumas Leda, that if the baby is born alive, so he's Metami his mother, this Tumas Leda of 7 days, because again, right afterwards it says that he gets a breast, so it must be that he's alive. Continues Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin Liyotze Meis, Shu Metamis Ima Tumas Leda, how do we know if sadly she miscarried and the baby came out dead, that the mother is still Tamei Tumas Leda of 7 days? So Rabbi Yehuda answers, Harini, don't make a kal v'chomer. My b'yotze chai, just like with a baby who's born alive. Shein metamias imai, skip the next 3 words. V'esha ba'im imai la'el tumas sheva, that he's not metamias mother or anyone that goes with his mother into an oil, toma of 7 days. There's no tumas oil over here, but metamias imai tumas leda, he is metamias mother, this tumas leda, because she gave birth to him. So we should say for sure that hayotze meis, if the baby is born not alive, she metamias imai v'esha ba'im imai la'el tumas sheva, that he is metamias mother and anyone that goes with his mother into an oil with Tomas Shiva, because since he's Tamei Meis and they're all under the same roof, they're all Tamei Meis, that's called Tomas Shiva. Shouldn't we say for sure that he's Metami his mother Tomas Leda? So Amr Leda Rabbi Yehuda, Chum told Rabbi Yehuda, called in Shechasa at the Don Lahach Mersev El Hakel any din. Any Kaval Chaimer that you start out with as a Chumra, but at the end is going to be a Kula, that's not a Kaval Chaimer. What's the Kula going to be over here? Ha'im Tir Achayas Imai, Yatar Afa Meses Imai. We should then say that just like a live baby is Metar his mother, as the Pasuk says, that after the first 7 days of Tomas Leda, she actually has 33 days of Tahara. So we should say the same thing by a baby that was born not alive, that he's Metami's mother, Tomas Meis, but that she should become Tahar afterwards also. And we know that's not true. And therefore, say the Chachamim, Lezachis Nim Nadin, Lefikach, therefore, Amar Torah, the Torah says, Zachar, meaning it says, Vyalda Zachar, she gave birth to a male. What do we learn from here? The Rabbi Sameis, to include, even if this male that she gave birth to was not alive, she's still Metami him, Tomas Leda. And that's where we know this din from, not from Kaval Chaimer. Here's our third example of the same type of conversation. Kitzba, similarly, Amar Yehuda says, here's the proper girsa, basukas teishvi, shall dwell in sukas. Skip the next 4 words, that's a proper girsa. Shahai Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, hadin noisein, it's actually kal v'chomer. Shaloite ha-sukah ba elamer basaminim, that the only thing the sukkah could be built out of is the dalin minim, lulav eser gedas maravos. Why is that? Because ma'am lulav shen noig b'layos k'biyamim, just like by lulav. That we don't have a mitzvah to do it during the night like we do during the day. There's only mitzvah to shake lulav during the day. Any elamer basaminim, the mitzvah of lulav is only by 4 minim, lulav eser. The mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, which is both during the night and day, you have to sit in a sukkah all sukkahs. In addition, shouldn't we say for sure that the only thing you can build your sukkah out of is dalad minim? Which at the beginning is a chumrah, but at the end is going to be a kula, so it's not a kal v'chomer. What's the kula over here? Let's say you can't find any dalad minim to build your sukkah out of. Yeshiv loy b'sukkah. That means according to you, the guy's allowed to sit without a sukkah. But obviously that's a problem because you got to sit in the sukkah. And therefore, says the chamim, how do we know that you can build a sukkah out of anything? V'amr Torah says, teishu b'sukkahs, you should dwell in sukkahs. Sukkah shall kol davar, your sukkah can be made out of anything. And how do we know this? V'chein Ezra Amar. Ezra HaSofer said the same thing. He told everyone that came up with him to Eretz Yisrael to start rebuilding the second base of Mikdash. V'asher yashmiu v'yaviru kol v'cholarim Yerushalayim lemar. The message, a word should be passed through Yerushalayim and all their cities, saying, tzu ahar v'gaymer, go out to the mountains and go gather anything you could find, branches, twigs, whatever it is, anything you can find to build a sukkah out of, do so. Clearly we see that a sukkah can be built out of anything, not just a dalad minim. Then we get back to our original discussion, Rabbi Yehuda and Chamim, with Rabbi Yehuda continuing trying to prove his shita that the only way to get rid of chametz is sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda went back and he made another limud. This limud is not a kal v'chomer, rather it's a mamotzinu. By a kal v'chomer, we have to stick to the rule that we can never have any sort of kula. But by a mamotzinu, it's simple. We say just like this applies here, it applies there, and even if it's a slightly different case or it might end up being a kula, that doesn't bother us. It's still a proper limud. And it's basically the same limud from Neisser, but again, not by way of a kal v'chomer. What's a limud? Chametz asur b'achila, but Neisser asur b'achila. Chametz is asur to eat, and Neisser is asur to eat. Mazeh b'sreifa, zeh b'sreifa. Just like Neisser has to be burned, so too chametz has to be burned. So Amar Leih Chum told him, Nevela techiach. Nevela will show you that what you're saying is wrong. Shehi asur b'achila ve'ein b'sreifa. It's asur to eat, but you don't have to burn it. So Amar Leih would respond to them, Chametz asur b'achila b'hanoya, v'Neisser asur b'achila b'hanoya. Chametz and Neisser are both similar that they're asur b'achila and b'hanah. Al techiach Nevela. Don't bring a question from Nevela. She'ein asur b'hanah. It's not asur b'hanah. So Amar Leih responded to him, Vari shar niskal yechiach. Shar niskal, which is an ox that needs to be killed because let's say it killed somebody, that's going to prove that what you're saying is wrong. Shu asur b'achila b'hanoya. It's asur to eat and to benefit from, but ve'ein b'sreifa. It's not chayv sreifa. So Amar Leih responded to them, no. Chametz asur b'achila b'hanoya v'chayav an olav kares v'Neisser asur b'achila b'hanoya v'chayav an olav kares. Both chametz and asur are similar that they're asur b'achila b'hanoya and one's chayav kares for them. La'yichir shar niskal. Don't bring a question from shar niskal. She ain't chayav an olav kares. One's not chayav kares for eating it. So Amar Leih, they told him, arichel shar niskal yichiach. What about the forbidden fats of a shar niskal? That will prove that you're wrong. Shu asur b'achila b'hanoya v'chayav an olav kares ve'ena b'sreifa. It's asur b'achila b'hanoya, and since it's chilev, it also brings along with it chiyuv kares, but it still doesn't have to be burned. So Amar Leih, he told them, no. Chametz asur b'achila u'b'hanoya v'chayav an olav kares v'yesh lo zman. And v'Neisser is the same thing. Asur b'achila b'hanoya v'chayav an olav kares v'yesh lo zman. Both chametz and Neisser are similar, is that they're asur to eat and to have anah from, and there's a chiyuv kares, and they also have a set time, which means that there's a time that they're mutter, and then something happens and they become asur. Chametz is mutter before the shas iser, before Pesach, and then it becomes asur. Neisser is a karbon, which is mutter after it was shechted, and then after a certain time passes, it becomes Neisser, you're not allowed to eat it. And al yuchich shar chel v'niskal she'in lo zman. Don't bring a question from shar chel v'niskal that doesn't have zman. It was never mutter and then became asur. It was always asur. So Amar Leih, the Chum finally come with their last question on him. Varei asham talui. What about asham talui? This is a karbon that's brought if a person is not so sure if he was over iser kares. So he brings the asham talui, and they're specifically asking from Neisser of an asham talui. Beshitas cha, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Yechiecha proves that you're wrong. Shu asur b'achila uban noya v'chayav an olav kares v'yesh lo zman, because we're talking about Neisser, but ve'ena b'sreifa, it's not chayav sreifa, because there's actually machlokas somewhere else. Rabbi Yehuda chamim and Rabbi Yehuda holds, what do we do with this Neisser? We bury it and we don't burn it. And Mishasik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is quiet. He didn't have anything to answer to this. And now we continue discussing the respective shitas. Tani, we have a brisa. Actually, gizman biroi. If it's not yet zman bir chametz at mevari b'chol davar, you can destroy the chametz whichever way you want, because only a chiv destroy it dirabanan, so you can do it however you want. Whereas mishi gizman biroi, once it's the time of bir chametz at mevari b'sreifa, you have to destroy it by sreifa, because now you have a chiv d'iraisa to destroy it. Vasik Rabbi Yehuda, clearly this brisa is like Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas istanai Tani, we have a different brisa that says actually gizman biroi at mevari b'sreifa. Before it's a zman bir, you should destroy it with sreifa, because we do take this limud from Neisser that just like Neisser is burned, so too chametz has to be burned. However, Mishigizman biyurai, once it's zman bir, at mevari b'chol davar, you would have to destroy it with anything, and that means it's not going to end up being a kula, that if you can't find fire, so you're not going to destroy it, you have to destroy it any which way, and vasek rabbanin, that's clearly like the rabbanin. Now, Tesla Vam Ralph on top, Rebbe Aimer Rebbe says, and this is in Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, he just learns totally different, not as a language from Neisser, just a pasuk. It says, Tashbisu sa'ar b'teichem, that you have to destroy sa'ar from your homes, which teaches us, Davarshu bal yura bal yimatze, something that's the isra bal yura bal yimatze, namely chametz, has to be completely destroyed. That's Tashbisu. You got to get rid of it totally, and you can't do something to it where it's not 100% destroyed. And the Eze, what is this? How do you totally get rid of it? Zebesreifa, that's by burning it. Now we just have one more discussion regarding this. And this next line in the Gemara is a question that's brought only because of the follow-up question, which is the real one that's relevant to our sogya. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abayi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks the following question: Petach Hamar Shehemes. We have a firstborn male donkey that killed somebody. So we know that a firstborn male donkey, Petach Hamar, has to either be redeemed for a sheep as kedusha is transferred, or we're irifit. We chop it on the back of the neck with an axe. So there's Petach Hamar that's technically has to be chopped on the back of the neck with an axe, but then it killed somebody, which means that it's chayav skila, because we know an animal that kills somebody is chayav skila. The question is, mahi misasai? What type of misa does it get? By a refi beskila? Do we chop it on the back of the neck, or do we give it skila? And here's the question that's really relevant to our sugya. Rabbi Yonan Bar Levi Shali asks as follows: Chaleis toida shenasu noiser. Let's say we have chaleis toida, the loaves of toida bread that are chametz. We know there's 40 lechamim, 10 of them are chametz. So these 10 on erev Pesach that became noiser. What do we do? If it's noiser, then we have to burn it. But if it's chametz, according to the chamim, we don't have to burn it. We can destroy it in a different way. So what do we do? And the answer is, Neymar, we say as follows: Im nasu noiser ad shalei gezman biyuron. If they became noiser before tzachir biyur chametz at mevaron besreifa. That's the proper girsa. You destroy it by sreifa because the chiv to burn the noiser came before the chiv to destroy the chametz. Whereas mishi gezman biyuron, if they only became noiser once the zman biyur chametz hit, so then at mevaron bechol davar, that's the proper girsa. You mevar it any which way. You don't have to burn it because the chiv to destroy it due to the fact that it was chametz came before the chiv to burn it due to noiser. We're gonna stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.